Track 3. Can't you take a joke? The next step in increasing awareness of verbal abuse after exploring the two questions of instant replay syndrome and guilt trips is to increase Sandra's awareness of what I term the three tactics to create a power imbalance in the relationship. At some level, whether the partner is male or female, the partner knows that they are their significant other's great catch. The great catch uses the resulting power imbalances for purposes of control. Have you found this in some clients that you're treating? Do you agree or do you disagree? See if any of your clients have experienced any of these three tactics in which the great catch successfully maintains control over his or her partner in the relationship. Tactic number one, or great catch control tactic number one, I call can't you take a joke. Here's how this tactic works. Jason said hurtful things to Aaron under the mask of being a joke. Aaron, age 22, stated in one session, "When I start my menstrual cycle, my face breaks out a lot. Jason knows I am very self-conscious about this. I try to cover up my zits with a lot of makeup. But last Saturday, we had two couples over to watch a football game. We were eating pizza. So in the middle of the game, Jason stood up with a piece of pizza in his hand and announced, 'Hey, look everybody, this looks like Aaron's face.' When he saw my tears of embarrassment, he yelled at me, 'What's your problem? Can't you take a joke?'" In this example, Jason's can't you take a joke control tactic served two purposes. Have you figured out what they are? First, he minimized his abuse under the guise that it was just a joke. Second, however, at the same time, he efficiently discredited the validity of Aaron's feelings. The net effect? Aaron felt as if she was the one in the wrong and should feel ashamed. This feeling of shame is often the end result of the great catch's tactic number one, can't you take a joke? Thus, Jason was once again placed in a one-up position in the relationship. Great catch control tactic number two, betrayal of a confidence. Marcy, age 25, had been married to Ron for 3 years. They had two girls, ages 2 and 4. Ron desperately wanted a son. In our first session, Marcy sobbed, "I asked Ron not to tell his family about my miscarriage. Then, last Sunday, at his father's birthday party with all the aunts and uncles and kids gathered, he blurted out in a loud voice in a toast at the dining room table, 'My wife isn't even woman enough to give me a son.'" During my session with Marcy, she felt Ron betrayed her confidence. This tactic served the purpose of allowing Ron to vent his hostility about the miscarriage by embarrassing Marcy in front of his family. Thus, the purpose of this betrayal of confidence tactic is to create a power imbalance and to provide the great catch with a one-up status in the relationship, similar to the one-up status that was created by the can't you take a joke tactic. Now, ask yourself, are you currently treating a client whose significant other uses a can't you take a joke or a betrayal of confidence tactic to maintain control in the relationship? If so, is this something you might consider bringing to your client's attention in a future session? In addition to the can't you take a joke and betrayal of confidence tactics, great catch control number three is breaking an agreement. Here's how it works. See if it sounds familiar. Marcy stated, "Ron makes promises and then breaks them. He'll go on and on about taking the girls to the park. When the day comes, he has forgotten all about it and comes home from work late. He'll say, 'What else could I do? I had to work late. You're always whining that we don't have enough money, aren't you?'" Also, Marcy feels Ron never takes time to talk, even when he says, "We'll talk after dinner." Then when I ask him how his day was, or I tell him I've had a bad day, he just rolls his eyes and walks away, even when he had promised we would talk. As you know, being physically and emotionally unavailable is an extremely powerful tool to create a power inequity or imbalance in a relationship. Thus, the tactic of breaking an agreement is a frequently used tool that facilitates being physically as well as emotionally unavailable. Oftentimes, the great catch breaks his agreement, wanting to be judged by his intentions rather than his actions. In other words, I intended to take the girls to the park, but I had to work late, or I intended to talk after dinner, but I was too tired. Think of a client you are currently treating. Does his or her great catch use the can't you take a joke tactic, betrayal of a confidence tactic, breaking an agreement tactic, or a combination of all three? Do you feel that this might be a means to create a power imbalance and maintain a one-up status in the relationship? In the next track, we will talk about how these three tactics can lead to depression and a killing of the spirit, so to speak. Question number three. What are three tactics the controlling abusive partner may use to establish and maintain his power imbalance in the relationship?